It is the review on the Anfield Wrap, Dan, Neil and Sean, to go through Girona nil, Liverpool 1. Suppose the first question around this one, Neil, is the context of the abandoned Merseyside derby fixture and whether or not that impacts selection in this one.
For me, the first question is actually, and I think it then leads into the game, is what do we think he had them do Saturday? We
Well, Mo
know.
Salah was in his. I know that much.
So we know the Axa is windy, infamously so. Kirby's a windy place. So I suspect he didn't have them do much on Saturday, but it wouldn't surprise me if he's had them play a pretty. He saw the opportunity to get them to actually have a pretty intense session on Sunday, because they'll all have been geared up over a period to play a game on Saturday. And I think that for me, the first question is Saturday or Sunday, does he get them to do a bit more than he would have done under if he'd have known well out what this was going to be? Or alternatively, would he have wanted to do something that was a bit more intense anyway because he had the opportunity? Because I think there's a little thing where does the cancellation play into it? Of course it does. I think not least because you don't see the other path. You can't walk the other road. There's every chance, and we've seen it in the past. We go to Goodison Park and two are limping off because of some sort of display of would-be Evertonian virility to make some sort of point, especially ironically if the game was to get away from them. I'd be more worried about that if Liverpool were on top than worried about that sort of thing happening if Everton were getting the better of an even contest. So we don't get to see that. So that's the first thing to point out. I think the second thing is. I do wonder whether or not he might have looked at, is there a way to do two or three more changes to normal off the back of the fact that he's got a midweek coming up against Southampton where he is going to make changes. So there would have been the offer of a bit of a rhythm point to a couple of the reserve players, but not just with an eye on Southampton as well, potentially also with an eye on Leicester. It's worth saying that, I'm not taking Fulham for granted, and we shouldn't take Fulham for granted. They keep showing over and over again they're a good side and a threat. But I think it is sort of worth saying Liverpool's two games that they've got coming up in the capital this season, they took 1 point from last season.